You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Once again, if you notice, we haven't changed clothing for the last three episodes.
No, it's good. Black,
but,
is
black seems to be.
For the holidays.
For the holidays. Speaking of the holidays, I want to talk to you about holiday lights and how families decorate their homes during the holidays. You pulled up and I had some guy on the roof knocking in lights and you're like, I got to get a guy to do it.
Yeah, I think, because I think it's early. We usually do, and I'd like to know from you when you do Christmas tree. We basically celebrate Thanksgiving and then that weekend is always when usually the Christmas tree parks are open, and that's when we get our Christmas tree. Says Dr. Cohen.
As in Jewish.
Yes, but we do get a Christmas tree because my wife is not. Yeah, and you know what? It's about family. It's about celebration.
Even if you were married to another Jewish woman, don't you think you'd get a tree?
It's so funny that people say that.
I don't,
probably
I mean,
not.
No. I mean, my kids, although Jewish,
yes,
celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, the whole thing.
But if you weren't married, it'd be like me saying, if you weren't married to Lana, would you just celebrate Hanukkah?
I wouldn't. I'll tell you why.
Exactly.
And this has been discussed on other podcasts. It's just what Christmas has.
Yeah.
It's just so tree, Santa,
elves.
What's the other one that does? Elf on the Shelf. Yeah. You know, there's just a lot of production
right
with Christmas, with Hanukkah, and I've been a part of Hanukkah. Yes. It's like, you know, dim the lights,
right,
candles,
right,
and then, you know, the different language,
right.
It's just a lot of right. Just that's
well it's different. Funny because our staff wants us to do a week before Christmas where we do themes, right? So they came up with themes yesterday. So they proposed to the four Jewish doctors, the theme was going to be, you know, Monday was going to be Christmas elf. Then it was going to be ugly sweater. Then it was going to be Christmas pajamas. Then it was going to be Christmas something. So we're like, I think it's all great. Let's just go with holiday pajamas.
Let's talk about the
But
holiday.
Here's the thing. I have 100 pairs of Christmas pajamas that I'm going to wear. But I want to keep it equal opportunity for everybody.
Even though you're Jewish.
Yes.
And
I enjoy the holiday greatly.
Patient at the end of the visit during the holiday season goes, Merry Christmas, Dr. Cohen. Oh. What do you say?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. So
no problem with it.
Somebody says to me, Happy Hanukkah. I say Happy Hanukkah back. You know, Christmas time is getting earlier and earlier every year.
Right.
Right? Like Black Friday, I think already happened. And it's November 1st.
It did, right? We have missed getting the gifts.
And I'm feeling, and you say, oh, it's November 1st. Why are you putting up Christmas lights? Isn't it a little early? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. It's a season.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily a day.
Sure.
It's the holiday season. Now that we're in November, it's upon us, right? Yeah. Is it early traditionally to be putting up lights? Yes. However, I pulled up last night. Lights were on. I'm getting into the mood.
It feels good.
Feels good.
It feels good. Like when you turn on the radio and there's Christmas music, it feels good.
Yeah. Feels good.
Yeah.
And if I could get a tree that lasts 2 months, I'd have a tree up right now. And I found out why my trees are dying.
What trees are dying?
I buy a real tree every year And since we moved into this house, yeah, I've noticed the tree dies within 2 weeks.
Okay.
What the hell's going on? It's sitting under the heat, okay, a vent.
Yeah.
And the vent is hitting it, drying it out, and it's dying. So we have to find another area for our trees. What's your take? Oh, you're Jewish, but...
Well, no, do you have a preference? Like Douglas fir? Do you go looking for a specific one? Because recently I think it's been the Douglas fir. It's just... It looks nice, like fluffy.
Yeah, that's the one I think we get. We go and get robbed from this tree lot.
They have gotten, yeah, the price of trees has increased more than inflation. I mean, they just make up numbers.
They're in a really nice part of town.
Yeah.
So they figure everybody around here has got money, right, and they're going to drop $900 on a tree. Right?
Yeah, they're like, and the guy comes out with the measuring stick and he's like, seven and a half. And then it's like an extra $150. Yeah. You get the bag, you get the whole thing.
Well, they soak you on that. Do you want the tree food? Do you want the stand?
I like, have to.
It should come with a...
Have you ever gotten it sprayed? Have you ever done the snow spray?
Yeah, with the flocking.
I was thinking about that. Is that good? Or does it get everywhere?
No, it doesn't get anywhere. You would think it would get more places than it does. It's very manageable. I think flocking is cool.
Is that what it's called, flocking?
Yeah, flock the tree. Either, now they got a bunch of different colors. You could do pink. You could do white. You could do all this stuff. It's for everybody. Like celebrating everybody. Making sure not one segment is left out during the celebration of the holiday season. And I was saying with Christmas, it's because it's just a juggernaut, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever else you're celebrating is...
Everybody joins it.
It's great, but until we come up with a celebration that rivals Santa Claus, I just...
No, I agree. It is fun.
Right? I mean, until we come up with someone that rivals the NFL,
right,
we celebrate football.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right, I mean, you had Elf on the Shelf, and then we tried with Mench on a Bench, and it probably I could have told you from the title, it just wasn't going to take. You know? It wasn't going to hit the same way.
What do you call a person who speaks three languages? Trilingual. Someone who speaks two? Bilingual. Someone who speaks one? American. Only 22% of Americans speak a language other than English at home. Start learning a new language this fall and be the exception, not the rule. Because with Babbel, you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks. This fall, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor or fooling yourself with language apps that are a little more than games, Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I've been using Babbel to learn Italian for my upcoming trip to Italy, and I have to say, I am learning so quick with this app. I'm gaining real-life conversation skills and learning how to order food and ask for directions. I'm ready to go. Here's a special, limited-time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/daddy. Get 55% off Babbel.com/daddy, spelled Babbel.com/daddy. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we got a new game here.
We're going to flip it. So usually you give me questions and I tell you what we should do. I'm going to give you scenarios. You tell me what you would do and I'll tell you how you're wrong. But you're usually pretty good, actually. Over the years, you've gotten... Do you utilize any of the things that you hear me speak about in your own home? Do you evoke it?
Medically speaking? Since doing the podcast, I have gotten a little bit more at ease with children, illness. Like Caruso was coughing last night.
You're like, whatever.
All right. Take things into my own hands or go in the steam room. Or Serafina's ear hurts. Oh, that's an ear infection, right? So it's quelled my worries.
Right.
And if there is a situation that arises that we've talked about on the podcast, I will use some of the knowledge that I've gained here in my real life.
I'm like your Brian Boitano. What would Brian Boitano do? It's like, what would Dr. Scott do? I like that.
So what do you got?
It's a topic we haven't talked about. So Caruso... You see him, and he's limping. He's limping around, acting totally fine. not complaining of pain. What's your thoughts?
I've had this happen.
Oh, you have?
And I've asked you about it.
Oh.
Not on the podcast, but just on a general call or what have you. And I can't remember exactly what you had said.
They have it.
But it was a... God, it wasn't anything to worry about.
Okay.
Because he was limping around, and here I'm thinking, that's it. What does he need? Crutches? Wheelchair? Where's this kid going?
He's walking. So what are you doing with him? You giving him something? You taking him somewhere? You let it be for a little while?
A limp out of nowhere is something that is not typical and would need a doctor's visit.
Okay.
All right?
Fair.
I'm not taking care of that on my own.
Right.
I'm not yanking his leg or pulling his leg. I did, however, maneuvered the leg in various positions to see if anything would cause any pain. But other than that, it's a doctor's call.
Got it. What's your first thought like when you hear of kid with a limp without trauma? Does your brain, do you go to a bad place?
I go, he fell, I didn't see it.
Okay.
I go, something happened at school. I just go to things where he was jumping off his bed, landed wrong, and now he's limping, and it maybe caused some discomfort, but not much where he needed assistance.
Got it. No, I ask because a lot of parents assume limp and the child's having some sort of leg pain, and I find a lot of parents, without saying it, I know what they're thinking. They're worried about cancer. They're worried about like leukemia.
Now it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
If I knew limping caused cancer and I'm limping right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not as much the limping as leg pain for unknown reason. I know sometimes parents think that. Painless limping kids, you're right, tends not to be anything serious. Obviously, if you first ask if there's any signs of trauma, you examine, you range the leg. And in children with a painless limp, usually you move the leg. They're not complaining. There's no redness or swelling. They're happy. They're just limping. And one of the most common causes is something called toxic synovitis, which is a horrible name because the word toxic makes you feel like something really bad going on. But it's actually due to a recent virus that they had. And then you get inflammation and sometimes a little fluid in the hip joint. And that causes a painless limp. And then what you do is you just do ibuprofen, which is Motrin or Advil, every 6 hours for several days. And usually within a couple days to a week, it goes away on its own. So that's the most common cause.
We'll stop you.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people out there that are on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, what have you. And this is recent. And I don't know, again, these obviously are not medical journals and sources.
Uh-huh.
Tylenol, ibuprofen. They're saying this stuff is poison.
Yeah. Who's saying that?
Have you guys heard? Like I don't know.
No, they're saying a lot of the cough and cold medicines.
I'm not saying Joe Rogan said this, but like it'd be on those types of podcasts where they'd say, oh, Aleve's awful for you.
Yeah. If you're using them for what they're meant to be used for, it's absolutely fine. Tylenol and ibuprofen are great at pain reduction and fever reduction. And then ibuprofen has the extra benefit of being anti-inflammatory for swelling. So if you're not using it more often than the package recommends, there's not a problem using it.
Okay, but like I'm just saying. Like,
if you don't need it, don't use it.
They say, hit a line of cocaine. And if you're doing it every once in a while, it's all right.
No. If you're using it for the
perfect. The side effect is like your heart could explode.
No. Not,
do we have any side effects on these Tylenols long term?
Look, if you read the side of any of these boxes, it's going to give you a list of things that you would never touch a thing, which is probably the same as, you know, anything else that you eat has a, you know, warning side. Do we see these things happen? No. As long as you're using them, you know, I wouldn't want you to use Tylenol more than every 4 hours. And then the other question is, even if you're using it every 4 hours and you're using it for days and days, why do you need it that much? You got to get to the underlying cause. The medicine itself doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
No. So toxic synovitis is probably the most common cause of a painless limp. If there's no trauma. And then obviously if the limp persists, we typically just do an X-ray to make sure there's no signs of anything else going on.
That's what you said. It was inflammation, fluid in the hip.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. If it just
goes away.
But exactly. Why is cancer cause a limp?
No, it can just cause leg pain because when you have, basically you get bone pain when you have certain cancers. So a lot of kids will complain of pain in their legs unrelated to things or have a limp related with that pain. Leg pain is another one. Have your kids ever complained of leg pain?
Foot pain.
Foot pain? Okay.
My feet hurt.
Yeah.
Seraphine used to call me in the middle of the night, Daddy, my feet hurt. And I would go in. And I know my father would never do this, but we're in a different time. I would go in with with lotion.
Lettuce wraps?
With lotion. Vegetalamania.
Vegetalamania. Haven't gotten that.
This is my massage.
You're kneading.
I would knead her foot.
Yeah.
And she would go, thank you, Daddy. And I would leave the room. And it should be fine. Yeah. So
groin pains is a real thing. And we get aches of our body and our legs all the time, which are just aches. But groin pains are very common in all age groups. And typically it is a very nonspecific leg pain. Oh, Daddy, my legs hurt, and gets better with words of wisdom or massage or Tylenol. Often happens around bedtime. The key is more, how do you differentiate that from something more serious? So the red flags we tell parents to look for is if you have a limp, right? If you have pain that's causing you to have a limp, we need to look at it. If you have redness or swelling, obviously. If it's affecting daily life, I don't want to do things because my legs hurt. That's not groin pains. Or it's always in the same area. So typically groin pains, kids will be like, oh, Dad, my leg hurts. Where? Oh, here. Next night it's here. Oh, all over. You can't. But if they're saying it's always right here, well, what is right there? That's another reason to look into it, because there's other causes of leg pain. But in general, yes, normal exam, non-specific, gets better on its own, not affecting daily life. Groin pains is probably the most common cause.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
The kid hasn't pooped in 6 days. Seraphine hasn't pooped in 6 days.
Yeah, it's funny you ask, because now that my kids go to the bathroom on their own, I don't necessarily know if they are going to the bathroom.
Oh, fair. Okay.
So I don't, like, I haven't asked my son in 2 weeks.
When have you pooped?
When do you go to the bathroom?
Right. But what if he came to you? He's like, Dad, I haven't pooped this week. You're like, who cares?
I would. And this is my own.
Are you doing another stomach massage?
No.
You're like, massage is the answer. Sauna and massage is your answer to everything. Yeah. You should go to Bali.
I just found this out, actually. This is kind of, I'm embarrassed to admit this. And not to be disgusting, do you go number two at a specific time every day?
I don't even go every day. I can't believe you called it a number two.
Well, this is a family show. Yeah. Wait, you go a day without taking a shit?
Yeah, sometimes multiple days. Body's very efficient.
There's two other men in the room.
Yeah.
Are you guys going shit out
every day?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
No. No.
Every two or three hours.
I should get that checked out.
I've never heard. If you asked 100 men,
yeah,
if they go without going number two, you'd be the only guy.
No.
Out of 100.
No. I like to add that in the comment section. How often do people poop?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be every day.
Bro, I don't think I've gone a day without going twice or more.
Every day.
Oh, yeah, I piss 8-9 times a day.
Yeah, that's a prostate issue.
No, if I'm drinking a ton of water, right, a gallon of water a day, would you say going to the bathroom 7 times a day is normal?
I can't quantify it, yeah, but you're going to pee a lot if you're drinking that much water.
Okay.
Yeah. But pooping, it's again, we've always talked about it, the consistency is more important than frequency. So if you poop once a week or multiple times a day, then both are equally normal. As long as when it comes out, it's normal.
What I didn't know is when you drink water,
okay,
a ton, like if you got up in the morning,
yes,
and drank a liter of water,
right,
you would probably go right to the bathroom after that. Not number two. It moves it out of you.
Really? No, it doesn't do it that
does.
To me.
It does, guys, it to you? Look this up.
What did you learn about yourself? You're about to say you learned about yourself that you never shared.
This.
Oh, this is...
that if you drink water, it moves your bowel system. It pushes it out.
Okay. I don't know. For me.
Well, for you...
it makes sense, right? When you're constipated, we tell you to drink water. You don't have to look it up. It's you're right. You're flushing your body.
Yeah.
You're giving your...
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't aware that you go sooner than later if you drink water.
Push it out.
Now, generally speaking, right?
You're a tube. Your body's a tube. Okay. Yeah, it's like, white water rafting, pushing it through.
And I'm actually going to start keeping track of how many times I go.
You should do like an advent calendar.
I definitely go in the morning. I know that. Between the 2 hours I get up, I'm definitely going. And then maybe mid-afternoon to get rid of some residual. But
are you spending a lot of time in there?
Read now here, this is on a TikTok or Instagram, that now if you're on the toilet and you're on your cell phone, mm-hmm, you're spending longer time in the toilet than you would typically spend.
Of course.
And it's causing problems for people.
What? Our wives because you're playing Scrabble.
I think a woman actually made this diagnosis up. Listen, I go into the bathroom a lot of the times. Yes, I have to go, but I tend to sit there a little bit longer than normal, just because if I know I come out, I'm gonna get my wife's gonna ask me a question or my kids are gonna. So it's like a little.
Yeah, I don't feel like I go that much though. I go at inopportune times, like when we were on our trip on the plane. I don't want to have to do that in the plane. But then something hit me and you just have to do it.
The plane was 17 hours.
I know, right. But it's still, it just doesn't feel right. You just try to hold it. I don't want to be around cabinet people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if your child hasn't pooped for 6 days and they're not complaining, it doesn't bother me. As long as when it comes out soft. If it comes out hard for constipation, we try dietary things. You know, we tell them pea pitted fruits help you poop. I would say prunes, pears, plums, peaches, apricots, second letter. Increasing fiber, decreasing constipating foods like starchy foods like rice and cereal and carbs. And then if that's still not working, there's laxatives you can take, things like Miralax, milk of magnesia, to help them poop. But frequency doesn't matter. And maybe I should look up whether I'm normal. I just say that my body's super efficient. I take in everything that
you don't
I need.
Eat. That's your problem.
No, I eat too.
You don't eat. You eat in one sitting.
One big sitting, and I just eat. Yeah.
You don't eat breakfast, do you?
I skip breakfast a lot. It's bad. I need to eat more breakfast.
Not to get crass here and get in the toilet.
Yeah, we're way past that.
But asparagus, when you eat it.
Yeah, it makes you, yeah.
Why is it only asparagus? That smells like asparagus in the toilet.
Spiritomace. It's the the chemical in it. It smells.
Yeah, but like chocolate smells. No, like I know, chocolate. But why does
the,
it?
That
see again. You don't take it another.
I don't know.
Just say you don't
comes
know.
Out, comes out in your piss. smells. Like,
you know, chicken stinks too. You know, it's like know. Why doesn't your piss your smell like chicken?
Degrades it differently.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Caruso swallows a penny.
I would think that would come out the other end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. So you don't care.
It's not like you don't care.
No. But you're not rushing anywhere.
Well, you're getting a call.
I know. Yeah.
If it is a marble, penny.
Uh-huh. But what about a quarter?
I'm thinking that just gets rid of itself. Mm-hmm. However, now I'm worried about it being in the system and not coming out. Right. Say it gets lodged in your intestine.
Yeah.
And now you got copper in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like having too much fish.
That's mercury, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm...
right, you're absorbing copper.
Yeah.
No, your first instinct was right. Interestingly, if something gets to the stomach, because your esophagus and your airway are the thin pipes, if it made it past that and got in your stomach, you're going to poop it out.
No matter what it is.
In general, yes. There's only a couple things we truly go after. That if you called me, I say you have to go to the emergency room and we have to x-ray to see if it's there. Okay?
What is it?
So one is button batteries. You know those little silver circular batteries? It's a common one because they're tiny and kids eat them. And those are really bad because if they get in the stomach, the acid degrades them and the acid can open up your stomach. Medical emergency. So if you swallow a button battery, somebody's got to go in and get it.
What's the time frame?
My guess is it takes many, many, many hours, maybe more than a day. It depends how quickly it's going to erode. You just don't know. So magnets is another one. Multiple magnets. Because the concern is, this has happened. There's been cases. This is crazy. Kids will swallow multiple little tiny magnets. And imagine one's in your intestine here. And one's in your intestine here, and they boop, they magnet together, and they twist your intestine or cause an obstruction. So those are the big things.
There's my fear.
Yeah.
Without knowing, has he swallowed a magnet or a battery?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has?
No. No, what are you saying? If you came in, you didn't know what he ate?
No, like, I don't know. Maybe he was one day, a battery was on the floor.
Right. If he had a battery and he says he swallowed something, you're not sure, you do an x-ray and see.
No. He did it. He didn't say nothing.
Oh.
And yeah, it's living in his body.
You hope for the best. No, I mean, you wouldn't know. I mean, here's the truth of the matter. How common is that? In 20 years, has anybody ever come to me with an emergency because of a button battery that we didn't know ahead of time? It's never happened. Is it possible? Sure. Because with anything, and even if it was the penny, if you called me about the penny, I'd say, if it got to the stomach, and how do we know? I'd tell the parents, are they having any breathing issues? That would be, is it possible it lodged in the upper airway? Can they drink something, eat like a soft food, have them have like a little piece of bread or drink? Are they able to swallow that without coughing, gagging, making sure it's not in the esophagus? Yep, they're fine. So it's in the stomach. then it's probably going to come out. And what do you look for? You look for severe abdominal pain. You're right. Blood in the poop, vomiting blood. It's going to be very odd if there's an obstruction. I've had kids swallow quarters and half dollars. Like, how do you get a half dollar down? And it comes out. Maybe with change. I know. No, so it's crazy.
Okay. The battery thing.
Yeah.
Can't they poop that out?
Yeah, but you can't wait because it's sitting in your stomach, and then the acids will degrade it.
Well, how long by the time you swallow a penny till it poops out?
I mean, it can be several days. We tell them to look over the next couple of days. So if somebody has, like, you'll hear, I swallowed a coin and the kid's like coughing or gagging. You go to the emergency room and you do an X-ray. So you have your esophagus, which is one tube, right? And you have your windpipe, which is another tube. How do you know if the coin is in one versus the other? Because they're sort of almost on top of each other. And it's really cool. So when you look at the X-ray, because your esophagus is like soft muscle, you'll see the coin as if you're looking at it this way. You'll see the whole face of the coin. Your upper airway is cartilaginous, has cartilaginous rings.
Wow, what a word.
All right. So the coin, when it falls into the airway, it sits like this. So you see the coin on the edge, and so that's how you know what pipe it's in.
So when you can see it on the face, it's in the
esophagus.
What? Esophagus, yeah. And then on the side, it's what?
It's the airway. Somebody goes in, if it's stuck there, they go in and they pull it out.
Is it a pull or is it a suck out?
No, it's not a suck. It's like they have like little.
It's amazing.
It's like the toy thing.
The grabber?
The grabber. Yeah, so that's a good one. And we get those calls a lot. People swallow things a lot. They've never swallowed anything. And what about medicines? Because that's another one here. They get into the medicine cabinet and they say they've taken some of the medicines.
Drastic for me is that they go to get their stomach pumped.
Yeah. So people were like, think about stomach pump. We used to do charcoal. Have you heard of that? You gave in an emergency, you gave the person charcoal and it basically absorbs it. And you know, people have all types of medicines, getting calls about getting into parents' blood pressure medicines, antidepressants, you name it. The first thing is if it just happened, poison control is amazing. Poison control is one of the best phone calls as far as knowledge and great advice. They know exactly, you'll read them because sometimes they'll get into things you don't even know what the ingredients are. And they look up the ingredients, they know how much a child could take for their weight, and they give really great instruction as far as you need to go to the emergency room and get this looked at versus you can monitor it. So poison control is always a good first number to have on the refrigerator. And when people call me and say my child ingested X, I tell them, hang up the phone with me and call poison control, because they are so good about every type of ingredient, how much somebody can take, and what you need to do about it.
Here's my problem.
Assuming they're acting normal, they're not comatose or something like that.
I don't like calling a doctor
and being told to go someplace out.
Call poison control. To me, it's like I fell asleep during that portion of my education where they talked about poison. There's somebody else that knows about that.
No, it's not that. I mean, look, there's some things that are obvious. You took a handful of your parents' blood pressure medicine. That needs to be monitored. The child's blood pressure needs to be monitored. It could go too low, things like that. But there's a lot of times they call me with things I don't know all the ingredients in it. You know, the box can have multiple things. So that's where they're really helpful.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So this, you know, I've never had so many patients come in for this than I have in the last 2 months. Mosquito bites. Have you had this? So Serafina comes in for playing. She's just covered with bites all over her body. Swollen, red, hands, feet, itchy.
I've had this.
Uh-huh.
And since you came down with West Nile.
Right.
From a mosquito bite, mm-hmm. possibly from my yard.
I don't think possibly. I think 100%, but yes.
Okay. 100%.
100%. I think we're probably only friends because you still feel guilty about that. You feel that if our relationship goes sour.
So I've often thought, wow, mosquitoes are prevalent in the yard, mm-hmm. especially this year. For some reason, we had a lot of mosquitoes, particularly by my ankles. And I don't know why they're feasting off my ankles. But I've noticed the mosquito bite.
Yeah.
That the kids are getting today.
Yeah.
It's a different mosquito.
It's like a Franken bite.
Yeah. It's huge lumps.
Huge.
I used to get a mosquito bite. It used to be small. I used to itch it. These things are like welts. What are you hearing in the medical community? Not
the genetic alteration of mosquitoes.
I'm telling you.
Everybody keeps saying
they're
that.
They're eating through my jeans. Well, I'll have jeans on. I get mosquitoes.
Well, let me ask you. When you see a bite, do you think spider bite first? Because this is a new thing. Every parent comes in and says, I think they got a spider bite. We didn't see it, but everybody goes right to spider bites. And I'm trying to figure out why everybody goes right to spider bites. First of all, you never know typically what the insect was unless you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, it probably isn't a spider. I mean, who's got spiders all around? And it probably is a flying insect, but...
We have a lot of spiders up here.
Do you think about spider bites? Like, it's a spider. Maybe because you saw a picture of like a black widow or a brown recluse, and those are more serious.
If the kid is out during the day or night, and this is another thing, and we got to do a deep dive on the black internet for this, deep internet, whatever they call it.
Deep internet.
What do they call it?
The black internet.
Dark web.
Dark web.
Black Twitter. Deep,
the deep. That could be something totally different.
Mosquitoes are in the day now. Mosquitoes, to me,
right,
are nocturnal.
They were.
Now you can come home with a... Kids out playing at school, comes over with three mosquito bites. Like, now they're out in the day?
I don't think they were nocturnal ever.
Look that up. I think I know more about things than you think I know.
We had gnats. Did you have gnats in Chicago?
Like?
Those little things that flew around your head, swarms of them. Oh, in the summertime, the worst thing ever. They don't do anything except annoy you.
I attract them. Italian people, if you look at them, traditionally.
Wear a ton of cologne.
That and product. They're constantly swarming over my head.
So what's your remedy for bites? What do you do for you? What do you do for the kids?
It's like, again, and these are all the same to me. Neosporin, and we talked about this. Neosporin, what's the other one?
Windex. Cortisone. Aquaphor?
Aquaphor.
Oh, Aquaphor. You just lube it, slop it all on.
I think you look online and... And it's one of these creams that you put on.
The fact that your children are still living is unbelievable.
What is it? What do you put on a mosquito?
Cortisone. Cortisone. 1% cortisone. Okay. Hydrocortisone, Cordate, all synonyms. You're just decreasing the inflammation or swelling. They make topical Benadryl. I don't think it does anything. If you're really itchy, you take oral Benadryl. That blocks the allergic reaction. So most people, as soon as they see a bug bite, it's really red and swollen, they think they have an infection. It's usually a local allergic reaction. So cortisone twice a day, oral Benadryl. You know, cool compresses sometimes feel good. Wear insect repellent if you're out.
Well, here, let's talk about insect repellent. I grew up with Off.
Yeah. Yeah. I still use Off.
Off not only killed the mosquitoes, but I think it almost killed me. Right? Just smelling it. And my buddy, Pat McGann, has a great joke about when you were growing up. I don't know if you had this in your neighborhood, there was a machine, like a truck that came around and sprayed the neighborhood,
sprayed
right?
Everybody.
And everybody was out there playing, right? And then you're like, oh, it's a mosquito, but you're still, you know. And I don't know what was in that shit. That had to be some high
brain altering things.
If they're saying off is bad, God knows what was in that tank. They do have an organic or however you want to call it, repellent. I notice when I wear the organic, I'm getting eaten alive.
Right.
When I wear off, the bugs are dying as soon as they get near my arm.
Now, I think Indeed is safe. There are some other organic. They're plus minus. I don't know how great they are. You know, but I was surprised because we were just on vacation in a place with a lot of insects, Aaron brought, I think, a separate suitcase just of insect repellent because she just was worried that I was not coming home. And I was surprised because I remember Deet smelling horrible. Like you put a little bit on and you're like, it's burning the nostril hairs. They changed the formula because it smelled really good. It wasn't bothersome. And then there were some actually herbal things we tried that actually smelled really good that seemed to work when I put it on, but I went right for the off.
There is also some natural remedy, like, I don't know, it's not this, but put lavender on your body or whatever, and it's supposed to, like,
so some people you can try
ward them off.
And you'll know, right? You wear it and you get bitten up, you know? It didn't work.
Just talk about warding things off. Did we talk about, and maybe you guys remember Patrick particularly, about coyote urine? Did I tell you about this?
No.
Patrick, did you hear this on Pete and Sebastian?
I don't remember hearing the coyote urine.
No. Okay, so I ordered coyote piss.
No.
What do you mean, no?
You ordered it? This is a real thing?
Yeah. Coyote piss in the garage.
Okay.
You put it around the property.
Okay.
It's supposed to ward off rodents like skunks, raccoons, because
they think
a coyote's on the property.
What does it come in, first of all? Like, if I order coyote urine, what does it come in?
This one comes in like a tub. My question to you is, how are they getting this coyote urine?
Right, how do you get this? And then how do you know it's coyote urine? I mean, you just go on Etsy and somebody peed in a bottle and sell that to you? How do you know somebody didn't pee in the bottle?
Exactly. I don't know this. I'm just
I've never heard of this.
I'm just saying, do they have coyotes in captivity and they're pissing in a canteen and they're selling the urine?
All right, so what is this?
No. I haven't even seen this yet. This is coyote urine.
Does it come out that color?
Well, that's what startled me.
What's normal, like, in the wild coyote urine? Because if you peed that, you go to a hospital immediately. It's called glomerulonephritis. You got red urine. It's not good.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's get into that.
No.
This is not red. This is black or brown urine.
Yeah, but brown urine, red urine, you worry that there's something severely wrong with your kidneys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, if your urine came out like that, is that like yesterday I pissed and it was yellow and today it's this color? Is it happen that rapidly?
It's possible.
Does it happen like?
No, it's possible.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Apply to absorbent material like branches or leaves. All right. You got to shake. Predator pee.
Uh-huh.
Flakes are designed to make it easy to spread. Maybe this
what
is.
What does it
another.
Say if oh. you get it by accident on your hands? Does it say like go immediately?
No, there's nothing. I'm thinking if you are packaging coyote piss,
right?
There's no warnings. It's just like, this is what we're doing, bro. If you get it on you, then you're fucked. My question to you is, do you think it smells?
Yeah.
And are you willing to smell it?
I'll smell it. It looks pungent. See, watch when you pop that thing. It goes in your eye. We're going to have to take you in.
Hold on, bro.
Because I don't even know what's going on.
1 second. Bro. Bro. This will wake you out of
coughing. Let me see. Does it say do not inhale?
It doesn't say anything.
Oh, God.
Bro.
Oh, my God, that's strong. You don't even have to get close.
Like smelling salts.
Nah, it's like burn. burnt embers. Bad burnt embers.
The fact that it says the original since 1986. Okay. It's like a family business.
Right. Like all of a sudden Coyote Piss changed in 86.
Yeah, like this is the original recipe.
It would be a great gag if you just took, you were going out for a party and you just put like that. And just people would have, they'd be like, they wouldn't know and they wouldn't want to ask you. And they'd say, hey, Sebastian, what's that smell? And you're like, Coyote Piss. It's my new cologne. And they think you're joking.
I'm concerned
about a lot of
that. We bought this and the bottle just wasn't used. Like, that's not a lot of piss. Right?
You have a large yard. How far
did
you go?
That's what I'm saying. What did he do? Just sprinkle
one drop? I mean,
you got to lace the yard with this thing.
I have no doubt that works, because if I were an animal and I'd smell that, I would forget a coyote. I'd be like, something died here and I don't want to be anywhere around it.
Bro,
anywhere around it.
I'm telling you right now, if I sprinkled this down at the front gate, humans wouldn't even come in.
No, it's bad. Well, you wanted to get, ostriches at
ostriches,
one point?
Yeah.
Tell us the story about the ostriches.
That's illegal.
Oh, but, no, but why? Why the ostriches?
Because ostrich is the fastest running, one of the fastest running animals. They reach 55 to 60 miles per hour.
Okay.
And they're actually the only bird, and I got to check this up, and again, this is my own knowledge. It is the only bird that don't fly. They're classified
as a
bird.
I think there's others. Does the emu fly?
I don't know.
But why? Because they're very territorial.
Very territorial. And then what you do is you have a fence, and then you put another fence. Oh, God! That's another thing I want to ask you.
What just happened?
Oh, no.
You just throw your back out from sneezing?
Every time I'm sneezing over the last 2 weeks, yeah. I'm getting a shooting pain in the back. Now, is there a rib? Is there a rib out?
How old are you?
No, I'm just saying.
I know. It's probably muscular or something. What do you do? Because you're
what did I do? I got up.
Because you're activating.
I'll end on this.
I would love to see ostriches in your backyard.
You put a fence up.
Yeah.
You put another fence six feet behind that. Put two ostriches between the fences. A prowler comes over the fence. They're territorial. They come running at you at 60 miles an hour, feet first, and shatter every bone in your body.
It's amazing.
I mean,
and you looked at it, you said it's illegal, so you actually looked into this seriously.
I talked to private security, and they said that you can't do this here.
Because the robber would sue the ostrich.
Well, I think it's a animal cruelty thing to have. They do it in South Africa. But if you did it here, you'd get... I mean, can you imagine hopping a fence and an ostrich coming at you at 60 miles an hour? What do you do?
Can you imagine somebody coming onto your property? So first they have to get through the wall of ostriches. And then they're like, is that Coyote Piss? And then...
It's just a lot of deterrence.
Like, it's like double dare. It's like your own Squid Game. Nobody ever come over.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would love to have the ostriches, though. I mean, just think.
I would love to have you.
This is another episode here, Daddy versus Doctor. We covered a lot today. I don't think you're really going to get a medical show and a parenting show that talks about coyote piss and ostrich security. All right, share the podcast, people, with five people. That's
six
all we're asking.
People.
Five people. Let's go up to six.
Six. We'll do six. Six people, because one person doesn't listen to you.
Yeah. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician.
please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific health care and or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.